what's going on here?
I don't know. It's tough to explain. It's just hard work from everyone on the team, and obviously we have that special feeling now, and I feel like it's carrying over game into game where it doesn't matter the team we're playing. We feel like we can hang in there and play and be successful.
At whatever level you've played at, have you ever felt like the zone you're in right now?
There was a point in, various seasons where I kind of get in a role like this. My last year of junior hockey, I felt like it was a similar role to this. And then a little bit in college, my junior year, we went on a playoff run too that I felt similar.
This is the NHL.
Pardon me?
This is the NHL, though.
Yeah, it's obviously, it means a little bit more now, but I think it's all about the preparing the same way and playing the same way that got me here.
Andrew, when did you hear that Andy was going to start, and then how did you find out that you were going in, and what the thought process is?
You guys are such good reporters that I found out through you guys first, but I got a phone call quickly after from Mick Walmsley that I'd be starting, so it didn't really change anything for me. I prepare the same way whether I'm slated to start or back up. It's just something that I learned early on. It's obviously you're not gonna have any regrets if you prepare properly and your name does get called.
Let's see if we can meet up.
You saw it on Twitter?
Yes.
That save you made off Ladd in the first period, how important was that to get you sort of?
Which one was that?
Off the rebound, the Meyer shot.
We called it your best save ever, but.
That obviously it's saves like that can be momentum builders, and for us, they had a good push off the start, and I think it was a lot like the San Jose game in that regard. And fortunately, we were able to get out of it 0-0, and from there, we were able to get our legs under us and find out kind of what was going to make us successful tonight. And I thought that was just getting pucks deep and having to play a hard style of hockey.
Was there any one particular save that you made tonight that kind of stands out more than any other?
The save in the first period was a big one, and the 2-on-1 that I got my head on. I'll take them whatever way I can get, but honestly, I thought maybe the turning point of the game was the open net, and I think it was Talusti. Carlson kind of got his stick on his hands, and saved a sure goal. So I thought that could have easily been the turning point of the hockey game.
I think you got a little help from Mark Borbietsky as well at one point. Came up with a big block.
Yeah, no, there was a ton of real big blocks tonight, and when you're late in a road trip like this, it takes a little bit more. And you're not going to maybe have your best skill, but if you can kind of maybe a little bit more guts, it's going to pay off, and I think it did tonight.
Players hit posts all the time, but when you see a guy, now it happened in Montreal game too, when he's got a completely open net and he hits the post like Talusti did tonight, do you think that, like, okay, this is my night?
I used to think that way a lot. Now it's last night Dumba's shot went post and in, and I thought I played well last night, so it's, I don't think that's necessarily indicative of how your night's going one way or the other, but obviously they do help.
No fatigue after like a 36 or whatever save performance last night too? 24 hours later you're rolling?
Yeah, it's part of the development league is the American Hockey League, and you get used to playing twice in 48 hours and sometimes three in 72, and it's something that as you progress through that level, it's something that you learn to deal with. And being there this season is something that I've kind of had to do before, and it's something I'm comfortable doing too.
When the guys go down, both of them there in mid-February, could you have envisioned that what we're talking about now, you're 6-0-1 or whatever it is?
It's obviously, it's something that you don't really envision starting this way, but when you put the work in it, you don't feel like it's unwarranted, and it's a special kind of special events going on and everything, but you definitely don't envision it unfolding this way, but you do think you can be successful at this level.